Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Francis Xavier, one of those great saints who we could definitely classify among the mega saints. He was born in Spain in the year 1506, and he was extremely talented. He was known to be a great athlete and had a great mind as well. He was a teacher of philosophy at the renowned University of Paris, where he met Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And after having met Saint Ignatius, he decided to join his company, and he was one of the first members of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. And after that, he went to Rome with Saint Ignatius, where they were ordained together in the year 1537. And then after a little while, he was sent by the Pope and also by Saint Ignatius to go to the Orient and to be a missionary. And so he went and evangelized, above all, India and also Japan. And there's one biographer of Saint Francis Xavier who says this: "It is truly a matter of wonder that one man in the short span of 10 years, that is, from 1542 up until his death on December 2nd in 1552, could have visited so many countries, traversed so many seas, preached the gospel to so many nations, and converted so many infidels. The incomparable apostolic zeal which animated him, and the stupendous miracles which God wrought through him." In fact, St. Francis Xavier was known for the gift of tongues, so he was able to preach in various languages that he didn't study, and also in preaching to crowds of people who spoke different languages, he would be speaking one language, and they would all hear him in their own language, much like we see in the Acts of the Apostles. "And these miracles explain this marvel which has no equal elsewhere. The list of the principal miracles may be found in the bull of his canonization. St. Francis Xavier is considered the greatest missionary since the time of the apostles, and the zeal he displayed and the wonderful miracles he performed and the great number of souls he brought to the light of the true faith entitle him to this distinction." And so he's also been named the patron saint of the missions. Now, in reading and considering the life of Saint Francis, it reminds us that we are all called to be missionaries in virtue of our baptism. That is, once we're baptized, we're made members of the church, the mystical body of Christ. And the church continues the mission of Christ in this world, and that is to save souls. And so each of us shares in that missionary work of the church, each in our own degree, in our own circumstances, according to our own vocation. And none of us can say, "I can't do anything for the missions, I'm not called." Well, not everyone is called to be a missionary in the strict sense of the word, to enter a religious order that is missionary and to go to foreign lands, of course. But each of us is called to evangelize, to be a missionary, to continue the work of salvation as a member of the church. Because remember, who is the other patron of the missions along with St. Francis Xavier? St. Therese of the Child Jesus, Carmelite nun who never left the convent, but instead contributed to the work of salvation by her prayers, by her sacrifices, by her burning desire to save souls. And in fact, it was revealed to Saint Therese that she, by her prayers and sacrifices, had saved more souls than Saint Francis Xavier baptized. So each and every one of us can do our part in contributing to the salvation of the world. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
of